The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Invite you to be seated. The fourth Sunday of Easter is Good Shepherd Sunday. And in every year, we hear readings about Jesus as shepherd, as the good shepherd. Shepherd was a word that was packed full of meaning for Israelites and also for early Christians who were Jews. Not only was a favorite king, David, chosen to be a king while he was but a young shepherd, but the word shepherd also meant king. For example, the 23rd Psalm. Originally, it was a confession of faith that God is above the king. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my king. Human beings have a deep desire, I think, to idealize leaders, leaders in the world and leaders in the church, to have heroes. However, with the biblical understanding of sin, it means that idealism, putting people up on pedestals as heroes, doesn't work when it comes to any human being. I think, and you might bear the truth out too, that the more wonderful and perfect you think a person is, the more disappointed you'll be when they fall, because they will. In the end, all noble figures, all national heroes, all pastors, all leaders will let us down. Not trying to be negative, it's simple reality. They're humans. We're all human, self-centered. They're like the hired hand in the gospel reading, leaders. Sometimes, unfortunately, even the wolf. But even so, the reading from Acts points to a quality of worldly leaders that God calls forth and through which God works, actually, when it's called forth in worldly leaders. But first, as Christians, we understand that God rules over the church and also over the world, his creation. We're to look to God for help in understanding this world and what God wants for this world. Although, as I wrote in my last two newsletter articles, God's desires for that, how we live together in the world, aren't as clear as his intentions for salvation, for the life and healing we receive through God's forgiveness in this world and the next. Thus, God is behind all good order in this world, including the authority of government, working through authority to protect human beings, to create safe places for us to live and to enjoy life and creation, and to tend to creation. And so, we look at Acts. Peter is speaking to religious leaders who also acted in that day as worldly leaders in handing Jesus over to be crucified by the government, by the Roman government. Peter reveals God's condemnation of these leaders. He says, whom you crucified. See, Acts reveals that human leaders are to be responsible to the truth and to justice for their actions. Jesus, whom you crucified. They handed Jesus over because he was questioning their authority and gaining followers, not because he had done anything wrong, in truth. Human leaders are to be responsible to the truth and to justice for their actions. They cannot hide behind excuses or paralysis or blame. They are accountable to God, as we all are. And if that doesn't happen, if leaders in particular, if that doesn't happen in this world, being held accountable, even with the voices of Peter of all times and eras who call leaders to be accountable, then in the end, all leaders, all human beings, will be held accountable as we stand before God, who has power even over death. And more, because we know in Christ that this God is filled to overflowing with mercy. In the meantime, Christians are called to pray for our governments, for our leaders, and for our enemies, which doesn't come from this reading, but others. Given all of that, I want to point you to the one leader that you can trust. Ain't me. A leader who will never let you down. Jesus. In Jesus, we have finally a leader who fully invests himself in us, who lays down his life for us. He's not merely interested in those who are lovable, or those who are good, or those who appear worthwhile in the world. He's interested in those who aren't, invests himself, possibly especially in those. Christ Jesus, who changes our minds and our hearts, especially when we convince ourselves that we're absolutely 100% right. Christ Jesus, who assures us that he will find us. If he hasn't anywhere else, then as we gather each week, coming to us through, with, and under the bread and the wine and the word to forgive us and give us faith in him. Here is the one leader we can trust. We can always trust, no matter which leader we've elected or leaders, which leader we find charismatic, no matter which leader we've called to be our pastor. Disclaimer, I'm not planning to do anything really stupid or blunder in the near future, but you never know. I'm a saint and sinner serving a congregation of saints and sinners in a broken world. No matter what I've been called to do as your pastor is continually point to the real leader who will be leader in the end, the good shepherd. Most people this morning are here as leaders in some capacity, having authority over people, whether a whole department or a few people, over students, or at home as parents of children. And we will use our gift of authority brilliantly at times, and also fail at other times. But our identity is not to be tied to our success as leader. For Christians, our identity is tied to baptism, because we end up failing, mildly or spectacularly at times. Actually, being Christian means that, in the eyes of the world, we won't measure up. Because meeting hatred with love, praying for our enemies, being willing to appear weak for the sake of the neighbor or witness to Christ, these ways are not met with applause in our world. That's why heads of state, heads of department, co-heads of households, and little children need a shepherd, because we can't fail at baptism. The shepherd gives that to us as a gift. Promised in baptism is a good shepherd who will be there during the good times of life and the bad, through the green pastures, the rocky cliffs, the mountaintops, and the valley of the shadow of death. When everybody else lets us down, including our government and our pastor and our parents and our children and our spouses and our bosses, there is one leader who promises by the cross that he will not let us down. Jesus Christ, our eternally good shepherd. Amen.